You're listening to Vatican Radio. Muslims around the world have been marking the end of their holy month of Ramadan, which concluded with the feast of Eid al-Fitr on Thursday. Pope Francis sent a personal message marking this special feast day, expressing his esteem and friendship for all Muslims, especially those who are religious leaders. Focusing on the theme promoting mutual respect through education, the message stresses the importance of thinking, speaking and writing respectfully about others, not only in their presence, but always avoiding unfair criticism or defamation. Families, schools, religious teaching and the media, it says, all have a role to play in achieving this goal. Underlining the importance of positive interfaith relations, the Pope says Christians and Muslims are called to respect the teachings, symbols, values, and especially the leaders and places of worship of the other religion. To find out more about the impact of this papal message on Christian-Muslim dialogue, I spoke to Archbishop Kevin MacDonald, head of the English and Welsh Bishops' Office for Interfaith Relations.
I think it's very significant. It's significant because Pope Francis has emerged as an international figure. There's a lot of interest in Pope Francis. A lot of people are talking about him, about the things that he said. And so he's very much become part of the landscape. And I think the fact that he has taken it upon himself to give a personal message has been very well received. People understand how the Catholic Church works. And the fact that the Pope is sending a message in person and that some parts of the letters very much bear a personal stamp is understood and taken seriously and has been well received.
What kind of reactions have you seen and how widely has this message been circulated there in the UK, for example?
Well, at the Bishops' Conference, we circulate it to all the dioceses, and we have a long list of Muslim contacts that we send it to, and we also encourage priests at local level to take it round to their mosque. So it does have quite a wide circulation and a lot of interest. For example, a local Muslim television channel interviewed me both this year and last year at this time of year. So I think there's a lot of interest and a lot of appreciation of the acknowledgement and the recognition and of the interest that we show to Muslims at this time of year. And I think the people that it does reach and the people who do pick up on it are not insignificant at all.
The focus in the message is on teaching mutual respect through education. Most people would agree that this is, of course, key to combating prejudice. But do you see any signs that steps are being taken in schools and elsewhere to do this?
I think there is an awful lot of goodwill. You know that in England we had this awful event, the killing of Lee Rigby, and shortly after that I and other religious leaders were invited to the local mosque to meet people, and we had a very good meeting. And I felt on that occasion that there was a very real sense that we need to do something together. And I'm actually going to an Asian cultural meeting on Sunday on the back of that, which I was invited to. And I think it's part of a growing sense that we need to take responsibility together for our community and for the future. Now, of course, Islam is a very complex religion. There isn't anybody who speaks for Islam as such. And obviously, one's always working away at different levels and in different ways. But I think there is an increasing number of people in this country who do have a sense that they need to nurture the young people in a different kind of way and to take steps to counteract any danger of radicalization of young people. The picture is very mixed, but there are a lot of positive signs.
Within secular societies, of course, it's often quite hard, isn't it, to balance what's seen as the right to free speech with what believers may see as criticism of their values, of their religious symbols, for example.
Yeah, there is. And I think in this country, I actually think I think England is a very tolerant country. I think people, in terms of dress in particular, which is a major thing, I think there is, on the whole, a very tolerant spirit. The issue of free speech is a difficult one, but I think the Pope actually addresses this very clearly. At least he addresses it as it affects members of religions. I think the crucial thing he says in this message is that the religions need to respect one another as religions, prescinding from the question of difference in belief. The fact that people belong to a religion to which they're committed is something that should be respected, and that respect should be inculcated and nurtured in youth. So, and I think in a sense the Pope is addressing that issue of free speech by speaking to Catholics and members of other religions about how you speak about other religions. So I think he is contributing to that discussion.
Pope Francis in the message also mentions his namesake, Saint Francis, who very famously met with the Muslim leader of his own day, the Sultan in Egypt. Yeah. What lessons do you think can we draw from this encounter? Because, of course, Francis was, after all, trying to convert the Sultan, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. But the point is, he went to meet him. He personally met him. And I think one of the things people like about Pope Francis is that he seems to personally engage with people, and when asked a question, he actually addresses the person, not the issue, or he addresses the issue through a conversation with the person. And I think that St. Francis, by actually going and meeting with the Sultan, in a sense there's a parallel with Pope Francis in the sense that the interesting thing is how he did it, the human contact, the outreach to the person. Of course he was a man of his time and would want to convert the Sultan. But I think there are lessons to be learned from his profile and the way he went about it.
Finally, we saw undeniable difficulties in Catholic-Muslim relations under the previous pontificate. Do you see Pope Francis improving this relationship a real priority?
Well, I think the fact that he decided to send this letter personally rather than send it through the Pontifical Council. And incidentally, it's very welcome that Cardinal Turan does send these messages. I think it does give a signal, because it's saying, this is part of my agenda, part of what I need to do, part of my outreach, and giving a clear signal to that effect. And I think his approach, his openness, his desire to engage with persons and listen to them will all be positive stuff within the whole very complex and not always easy process of interfaith dialogue.
My thanks there to Archbishop Kevin MacDonald, head of the Office for Interfaith Relations of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.